Chapter 22. Egress. The north-facing aspect of the manufactory was a broken ruin. Outside, the dead and injured littered the streets. Narek had lost 8 legionaries in the frontal assault, not including Amaresh, who had been cut down by their sniper. Despite the losses, he appreciated the symmetry of that, one hunter pitched against the other. He decided he would have a reckoning with this warrior, see how sharp his own edge was, and if, despite his grievous injuries, he could still consider himself worthy. It was an honorable contest, not like the bloodbath he had left behind. Distasteful and profligate as it was also necessary. Discovered in the midst of stealthing to their gate, Narek had no other choice but to push down the throat of the loyalists, knowing full well they had a track-mounted cannon and a defensible position. Admittedly, he hadn't predicted they would open fire straight away. The bulk of his troops were still vaulting barricades and running stooped over to the next scrap of cover when the world lit up in actinic blue. But it had served its intended purpose. Dagon, Narlek, and Infrik had circled around the rear egress. That left Milak, Sask, Vogel, and himself skirting the flanks, 2 on the right, 2 on the left. Head down, hugging the edge of the street as the gun battle to the front of the manufactory raged, Narek hissed down the vox to his elite.
"Close the trap! Find the human and bring him to me alive!"
"And the rest?"
Narlek voxed back. Narek could already hear the bloodlust in his voice.
"Kill anyone that gets in your way. I don't want prisoners. Give me corpses."
He cut the feed. Nearby, he could hear his enemies had broken out of the back of the building.
"How did they find us?"
Leodrak had to shout to be heard, bolt shells and chips of rockcrete from the manufactory's slowly disintegrating structure raining all around them. Numion shook his head.
"Could have been the pyre smoke, or we may have been under watch already."
"But why come at us like this, straight at us?"
"Pergellan forced their hand."
"Doesn't make sense. They would have hunkered down, circled us, and called in reinforcements."
Numion paused, eyeing the gloom beyond the walls. Behind him, he heard Damadas shouting orders between the percussive reports of his heavy bolter. As soon as word came from Pergellan that the 17th had found them, all legionaries inside the manufactory had formed up into a firing line. Only Numion, Leodrak, and the 2 in Raven's Black moved through the back of the building to the manufactory's rear exit. It was no fortress, and they couldn't stay here, but what Leodrak was saying made sense. Why not lay siege and wait until they could storm the barricades in force?
"It's a distraction," he decided, "keeping our attention front."
The rear exit to the manufactory was a depot strewn with the half-blasted carcasses of freight haulers. Lots of cover, lots of places to hide.
"You see that?"
said Numion, crouching down by the rear door and gesturing outside.
"There are 3 of them,"
whispered Hryak, his hand firmly gripping the human shoulder.
"You aren't seriously considering going out there?" asked Grammaticus.
Numion ignored him. He caught the slight movement again. Whoever they were using the haulers to get close.
"They're after the human," he said. "Capture, not kill, this time."
"How can you be sure?" asked Leodrak.
"The frontal assault was to flush us out. They knew we'd try and bolt with the human. But if they have been watching us, it's likely they saw what we saw."
Hryak looked down at Grammaticus.
"Your apotheosis."
"No explanation was needed," Grammaticus replied snidely. "It doesn't matter what I say, does it? You're going to carry on blindly like this, regardless of consequence, aren't you? You've lost your faith in everything."
Leodrak snarled.
"We've lost much more than that."
"Be calm,"
Numion told him, giving Grammaticus a quick glance to shut him up
before going on.
"We're wasting time. Get him out of here. We can draw these three off."
He looked at Avis, crouching next to him, the wings of his jump pack folded back for now. The raptor had kept his own counsel until that moment.
"I'll have Wehrgeld for Sharka, measured in blood. And when my Corviday hangs in memory of the sacrifice I made, and I become part of the Raven's Feast, only then shall I know peace," he vowed. "Victorus aut mortis."
Hryak bowed his head in solemn respect.
"Victorus aut mortis, brother."
Numion nodded to all three. "We'll rendezvous in the tunnels, all of us. May the Emperor go with you."